Adventure and Accessibility, A Perfect Match in Arkansas State Parks. By Lorraine Woodward, CEO. Becoming rentable, once a mere dream, accessible outdoor adventures across the U.S. are becoming a reality for those of us that use mobility devices, like wheelchairs. Maybe this is due to COVID or our voices finally being heard. Or maybe it could be that companies are finally seeing the value and business opportunity of reaching the disability community. No matter what the reason, I for one am thrilled. As a lifelong advocate, person with a disability and CEO of a company, Becoming Rentable, that focuses on accessibility, I am excited for this growth. Take for example our country's state park system. I would never have attempted to visit a state park for fear of not knowing what to expect when I got there. But just this year, Becoming Rentable was hired to evaluate and validate the Arkansas State Park's lodging units, cabins, and yurts to showcase their level of accessibility. By working closely with the state park staff, we were able to certify 59 units as mobility accessible for those using wheelchairs, walkers, couches, and canes. This one effort alone has increased the number of accessible short-term rentals in the entire state of Arkansas by 843%. Not only does this help the state's economy, but it gives the disability community a chance to get outside and enjoy the great outdoors. Speaking of accessible adventures, three of Becoming Rentable's ambassadors were given the opportunity to experience firsthand what Arkansas state parks have to offer. Alwinus, Mackenzie, and Jesse Swartz, and the Allen family each spent time at different Arkansas state parks to showcase accessible lodging and activities available. Each ambassador brought a different perspective, and each state park brought different levels of accessibility. Our ambassador from South Africa, Alwin, was up for any outdoor adventure. During his stay at Morro Bay State Park, he was able to go kayaking, enjoy cooking on an outdoor fire pit, stay in a beautiful accessible cabin, all helping him be independent as a wheelchair user. Mackenzie and Jesse, our twin college ambassadors, were able to show different perspectives of accessibility. Mackenzie is a wheelchair user while Jesse has invisible disabilities. They took a group of friends to Petit Jean State Park, where they were able to experience accessible trails and Cedar Falls Overlook, their favorite overlook with a beautiful waterfall at the end. Finally, Jennifer Allen and her three kids went digging for diamonds at Crater of Diamonds State Park and discovered accessible tips for her son who uses a wheelchair. While the park itself consisted of dirt paths, they found the outside paths were most compact and able to get through with the wheelchair. In addition, the sifting tables were able to be reached by all of the kids, which made the search for diamonds even more fun. Afterwards, the Allen's were able to cool down at Diamond Springs Water Park. They stayed at De Grey Lake Resort Park and enjoyed all the lodge had to offer, including a pontoon boat ride, accessible trails, and making s'mores by a campfire. By certifying Arkansas State Park's lodging accommodations and highlighting activities with our ambassadors, we have been able to help others find accessibility outdoors in Arkansas. Kudos to the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism for recognizing the need and importance of making their state parks accessible for all guests. Personally, I grew up in Arkansas. I remember the state being recognized as a state of opportunities many years ago. Today, I believe that rings even more true as they empower all people to get out and enjoy the outdoors. Arkansas is just one example we are seeing with regards to accessibility and the great outdoors. We encourage others to join in. The time is now.